You're listening to local and regional news produced by KMUN with help from our news partners. I'm Katie Frankowitz. It's Tuesday, April 15th. For weather today in the lower Columbia River region, mostly sunny with highs in the low 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the low 40s. Same again tomorrow. For several months now, the leaders of Kathlamet in Wikiakum County, Washington, have been trying to figure out what to do with what one town councilor says is the worst street in town. Kathlamet has landed a grant to resurface the roadway of Butler Street, work that town leaders say is badly needed. But a water main under Butler Street is aging and, according to town staff, likely to fail. Now the question is, how far do town leaders push to improve both the road surface and what lies beneath? At a recent meeting, some town councilors wanted to know more about any drop-dead dates or deadlines when it comes to making a decision about the grant to fix the roadway. One option the councilors also considered was waiting to see if consolidation of the town's water and wastewater systems under the Wikiakum County PUD goes forward. In that case, replacing the waterline could become a PUD responsibility. The town council expects to discuss Butler Street again at its meeting on April 21st. This story comes to us through a news partnership with the Wikiakum County Eagle. Online at wahEagle.com. A section of 16th Street in Astoria will be closed today, beginning around 9 o'clock this morning until 4:30 p.m. The street will be closed between James Street and Niagara Avenue for utility work. Public access will be limited to residents only. Access for residents of James Street will be available from Williamsport Road only. Weather or a mechanical failure may prompt a change in the construction schedule, according to the city. The American Association of University Women Astoria Branch will host a candidate forum at 7 p.m. tonight at the Astoria High School. The forum will be an opportunity for people to submit questions and hear from candidates running for the May 20th regular district election. Participants will include those running for contested races on the Port of Astoria Commission, Astoria School District Board, Clatsop Community College Board of Education, and the Sunset Empire Transportation District Board. KMUN will be attending the forum, and a recording and video of the event will be available on KMUN.org later this week. Now, in regional news from across Oregon and Washington State. Washington State plans to appeal a decision by FEMA not to provide relief funding for damages caused by last year's bomb cyclone.
I have no clue why we were denied, and we're all kind of scratching our heads trying to figure that out.
Karina Shagrin at Washington's Emergency Management Division said the state met all criteria for relief funding. Winds from the November bomb cyclone did $34 million in damage to highways, power lines, and transformers. FEMA didn't share why they denied the application and didn't respond to KUOW's request for comment. Trump has threatened to withhold aid over political agendas. In 2020, while he feuded with Washington's former governor, the state waited months for wildfire relief, only eventually granted when Biden took office. Democrats in the Washington state legislature are closer to adopting changes to a hotly debated parents' rights law. Republican Representative Jim Walsh spoke against the effort ahead of a vote in the House on Monday. Walsh helped write an initiative about parents' rights that the legislature enacted last year. He says it was a response to concerned families.
And what they wanted in the Washington Parents' Bill of Rights was a restatement of our values.
But Democrat Representative Monica Stonier says last year's initiative clashed with other existing laws, and this year's bill will resolve those conflicts.
This bill upholds those parental rights, and it also clarifies things that have been confusing about certain parts of the law that were not changed by the initiative.
After hours of debate and procedural delays, the House approved the bill. The Senate approved a similar bill last week. Now, Senate and House lawmakers must strike an agreement on the final version. A measure requiring Oregon's Department of Human Services provide luggage to kids in foster care so they can use it when they move passed the state Senate yesterday. Lauren Dake has the story.
The bill makes it explicit. Child welfare must provide luggage to kids in foster care with no exceptions. Lawmakers passed a similar bill in 2023, but discovered kids in foster care were still not always being provided with luggage. That meant some kids were still putting their belongings in garbage bags when they moved. The conversation on the Senate floor quickly pivoted from the measure to a larger bipartisan discussion about the failure of Oregon's Human Service Agency. Senator Mike McLean of Palbute said he struggled to understand why Governor Tina Kotek hasn't focused more on the problematic agency.
Well, I'd ask Governor Kotek, why do we need this bill when you have complete authority to get this done?
The measure now heads to the House. I'm Lauren Dake reporting.
Oregon lawmakers are considering a bill aimed at creating affordable housing in smaller cities, such as Adair Village. KLCC's Sajina Shrestha has details.
The bill would extend a grant program centered around supporting infrastructure projects that help build housing. One potential project, expanding the wastewater treatment plant in the Benton County town of Adair Village. Representative Sarah Finger McDonald of Corvallis says projects like these are important because they would help expand housing options.
As a state, we've been talking about that exact thing being something we want to invest in. I feel like this bill can stand out because it's every project included in the bill, including the Adair Village project, just meets those state needs in a very clear way.
A House Policy Committee approved the measure last week. It awaits a vote in the Legislative Budget Writing Committee. I'm Sajina Shrestha reporting.
You're listening to news from KMUN. To hear us on the air and to catch national news from NPR, tune into 91.9 FM. Morning news begins at 7:59 each weekday. And of course, you'll always find today's local and regional news here at KMUN.org. To contact the KMUN News Department, email us at news1@KMUN.org. That's news, the numeral 1, at KMUN.org. Thanks for listening.